Hey there, Bucks fans. We are here with the newest addition to the coaching staff, Brinson Buckner, new defensive line coach. First of all, coach, welcome. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
And for you, I know that the coaching staff, you got to talk with them all week, and they interviewed you a little bit about this idea of what your fit would be here with the organization, what you're going to bring to it. So for the Bucks fans that I'm sure are wishing they could have sat in on those interviews, tell us a little bit about who you are as a coach and why you were such a good fit for this organization.
Well, I think as a coach, I'm a guy that understands and respects the history of the game. And I know throughout the history of the game, good technique and good discipline and D-line play goes a long way. And so I believe in the foundational principles, being physical, understanding what to do, attacking blockers, getting extension and flying to the ball and having fun. And I think that's what I bring to the table. I think if you look at the last 5 years I've been in Arizona, those are the traits that you see from my defensive line. No matter who's out there, our standard becomes our standard. And we got some guys that I'm just excited to get my hands on.
Yeah, and I know as a former player who had a great career and played for several different teams, what is it that your playing career has brought to the type of coach that you think you are and what you think that will bring even to the guys in your D-line room, knowing that you were in their shoes not all that long ago?
Well, I just think just experience of being in those certain situations. You know, as a defensive lineman, you get in certain situations that people don't quite understand. Whereas two 350-pound guys on them why is he getting moved? You know, that's a hard situation to be in. But when I talk to the guys about technique they can use and just different, I'm doing it from experience. And like I said, the greatest experience is being to show it yourself. I can show the good and I can show the bad. And then they'll know that, hey, if he tells me not to step with that foot, there's a reason why, because look what happened to him. And it sort of brings, it makes me more human to him rather than a guy that's yelling and screaming at him. So that playing experience sort of helped me, because I'm actually coaching the position I played for 12 years, and I played in an exact type defense, a 4-3 defense. So I've seen every block that Gerald has seen and is going to see, and I know I can teach from my experience doing it.
Yeah, that's huge. And now I know it's only your first day in the building, so we're not expecting you to have everything figured out quite yet, but what are some of those first steps that you plan to take, and how are the ways that you're going to try to get acclimated and get figured out? Because combine, draft, and offseason, all of it just starts rolling in here pretty quickly. So what are the things that you can do to begin with that are sort of your first priorities and ways that you want to get established in the building?
Well, my first priority is sitting down with Coach and Mike Smith and seeing exactly how they envision their defensive line being, and then seeing how can I evolve my plan into helping that process, and then go into evaluation period where they want me to evaluate so many guys and just try to go and try to get my godson's opinion. Do they fit into what you've told me your defense want to be? And then after that, just getting to know the coaches offensively, defensively, the people in the building, because I believe in creating a culture of winning, a family culture where everybody feels that their job is the most important, whether you're picking up the piece of paper or you're scoring the winning touchdown, everybody's on the even keel. So I just want to integrate myself into the Buck way and then go on and bring my pieces to the puzzle, and I hope it comes out right.
Well, I can tell we're already going to be calling you Coach Buck. I mean, you had to get hired here, right? You had to come work here.
Yeah, it's naturally fit.
Natural fit. I love it. Well, great to meet you, Coach. Welcome. We're so excited to have you here, and good luck this offseason.
Thank you for having me.